Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to yet another episode of the Philly Mick and Hump Show. I am your host, the Philly Mick.
And I'm the Philly Hump.
Welcome, welcome to a wonderful post-Valentine's Day episode of the show. If you're out there listening in, come join us. You can always call in. Phone number here in studio is 347-989-0699. Let's go ahead, get us on there. You can also post on our Facebook page. Get us at Twitter at @_Philly_Mick and @_Philly_Hump. So make sure you get us on there as well. If you want to tweet us during the show, go ahead and do that. We'll read your tweet on air.
Yeah.
So you got that going for you. I'm not really sure what that means, but anyway.
But you got that going for you, yeah.
But yeah. All you. So we are going to be discussing, obviously, a little bit more in depth of the wonderful Philadelphia Eagles offseason. And we'll get into a couple other subjects here. Is, you know, spring training is right around the corner, and, you know, All-Star break for the Sixers, and trade deadline is coming up for them, and the Flyers, and so there's definitely a good amount to talk about. So we'll get into all of that. I was gonna say, Hump, I know you had talked about this pregame pre-show. If you wanted to do that now.
Just want to throw a little question out there for all the listeners out there. Just, you know, having a little fun with stuff, a little bit of a slow time right now in sports, especially considering Philadelphia sports. Just an idea. If, you know, free agency coming up in the NFL in just a couple weeks, if you were a free agent fan and you couldn't just re-sign with Philadelphia, you know, what city would you become a fan of their sports teams? Yeah, just an idea. Toss out there. I actually haven't given it a whole lot of thought as to who I would choose. So I just,
That's like okay. Can I throw some questions regards
sure.
to this
to the rules for this? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, are you posing this as if, like, say, you know, I'm getting transferred to my job and I, you know, for whatever reason.
You can choose any other city.
I have to be a sports fan of that city.
Right.
So, but I'm coming from Philadelphia.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't
just, coming from anywhere, but you're going to be taking
those cities. That's what I'm asking is do I have my Philadelphia allegiances kind of in the back of my head? Or am I going blank slate if I didn't know any better about rivalries or anything like that? Because I feel like rivalries are going to come to a big part of who I would choose if that is still
right,
cause an
option.
Right, because
you'd have to choose somebody who was not a Philadelphia
rival.
Obviously,
I'm not going to select New York.
Right.
Just because they're the Philadelphia's rival in pretty much everything. But
I wouldn't mind choosing
New York if I didn't have any Philadelphia allegiances, just
sure.
because, you know, they're way win. So,
tendency is going to be to try to eliminate those teams that have been big rivals or have done things, you know, to hurt Philadelphia. Like, you know, typically, if you're a Philadelphia fan and you think you're going to take on those allegiances of somebody else, probably not going to be like a Boston, a New York, or, you know, definitely not a Dallas, Texas.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, if I didn't have any alliances, I would probably
mm-hmm.
choose Boston.
Yeah. Well, they would be a popular one to choose. They win a lot.
They have, what, like 9 championships in the last 13, 14 years overall in their city?
Like that. Yeah.
Celtics, two Bruins,
all,
right, or
yeah.
one Bruin. What, four Patriots? So that's six right there. What, three Red Sox?
Yeah.
Yeah, so in the last, like, 15 years, they've won 9 championships. It might be 13 even. That's just not fair.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't
They've had literally every
like,
one of,
yeah.
not only every one of their sports. So basketball,
yeah.
baseball, football, hockey. Every single one of their sports has won a championship, at least once.
And a couple
but
of them.
But they've also won 9 of them in the past 13
yeah.
years. So if you're a 13-year-old yeah. boy, you know nothing but championships in Boston. And
yeah.
I want to punch
oh,
your
yeah.
face.
Oh, gosh, if you're a high school, if you're in high school in the Boston area, you know nothing about the torture that went on in that town for generations.
Yeah.
The Red Sox, the Bruins, the Celtics, of course, won a lot of championships. But,
right, but they
you
had
know,
a
if you're not
long
that into basketball,
of,
yeah, they had a long period of sucking, too. But once you got past the 80s, you know,
the
90s were horrible with it for them.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
did
no,
they make the playoffs
they,
at all in the 90s? I don't even know. They were god-awful in the 90s.
Yeah. No, I mean, Boston had its glory days and pretty much most of the sports, with the exception of football, you know, where they
yeah.
were pretty much the top team in the league, winning some championships here and there. Obviously, Boston, we all know of the, you know, the curse and all that, but they were still a very
yeah.
good team. They just kind of kept getting screwed at the end there, usually. Or just ran into the Yankees.
Yeah.
You know, Celtics had great teams with Bird, Parrish, McHale, and going back to Cousy, and, you know, Red Auerbach,
and
Bill Russell, you know. So they had their time. And you know, obviously the Bruins with Bobby Orr and some of the, you know, Esposito and some of those you know, guys back in the day. So they had all of their time. And, hell, even the Patriots were – you know, we're in the Super Bowl in 1985, so
mm-hmm.
you know
they got absolutely
they all had a lead. No, right? Granted, and they ran into one of the best defenses of all time.
Yeah.
That being said, at least you know 3 out of the 4 had long periods of really good quality teams year in year out, and then they kind
mm-hmm.
of really had a bunch of years where they just were awful for the most part. Obviously,
yeah.
you know, the Red Sox sucked for the longest time, never winning that
mm-hmm.
championship, finally breaking the curse. But ever since then, it's been Championship City there.
It seems like since 2004, yeah. Well, I guess even before, when the Patriots broke through and they beat the St. Louis Rams, it seems like ever since then,
yeah.
you know, the Boston area, it's been title town. Which
yeah,
sucks.
It really has, and it's super frustrating to see that when, you know, a town like that. Now, granted, they've certainly suffered,
sure.
you know, especially any Red Sox fan. Their whole life was suffrage until they finally won. But, you know, and I get it, they put their time in, but, you know, up until the Phillies won their one, we
yeah.
had about 100 years combined total in all four
right.
of the sports,
four
so
seasons,
25 years.
Yeah, 25 years, yeah.
Of, you know, 100 seasons of not winning a single thing. So, now, at
yeah.
least in the Boston area, you had a Celtics championship, you know, in the 80s. You had some other things going on.
Right.
But here it's been, you know, it was nothing for 25 freaking years. And you know what?
And we've only had one.
Yeah, we had one. We didn't get 9, we got one. And that was how long ago? 7 years ago?
Yeah, 6 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, 6.5 years
ago. 7 years ago. Yeah, 7 years ago.
Well, yeah, that was October. So,
well,
yeah,
7 years in
years
October.
Ago. Yeah,
and
so 6.5.
Let's
but
be honest, nobody's winning a championship before October in Philadelphia.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
And
so,
the Phillies
will not
win one this year.
No, the Phillies will win something. They will win first pick of the draft.
That's kind of the same thing, right? No?
Sort of.
The exact opposite?
Sort of. Yeah. Yeah, so I think if there were no allegiances, I would naturally just go to Boston and
right.
say, hey, let's win some titles. Woohoo! It's a
yeah.
bandwagon.
I would want to go somewhere where I felt like the organization, like, you know, at least, because I'm saying you're taking on all of their teams. You know,
yeah.
So I would want to go somewhere where, like, I felt like all the organizations were committed to winning.
Yeah.
And that would
well,
be, you know.
I feel like Boston's that way. I feel like.
Yeah, no,
they have
I'm not disputing your pick. Yeah.
Right, and then they have the diehard fans. But I feel like if allegiances and alliances and, you know, we're all that, I feel like I couldn't go to Boston.
Right, because I know, like, at least as far as the Celtics, you know, Celtics and Sixers don't like each other. You know, Red Sox, Phillies, there's no rivalry there. But I think
no.
it's just the natural Northeast rivalry. We're all very competitive
Boston,
with each other. Philadelphia, Boston, New York.
Yeah.
Like, I would feel like Boston and New York
Bruins,
would kind of be out for me. Yeah.
There's a Bruins, Flyers, slight... you know, rivalry there, especially
okay, so,
given
yeah,
the playoff
so the
playoff history
yeah, okay.
Of recent years. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, you're right. It's you know, and obviously the fact that the Patriots beat us in the Super Bowl, so there's that.
Sure.
I think a lot of people still hold that as close to the chest there.
I know you do, and you know I do.
I absolutely. You know, especially everything that came out with Spygate.
Let's be honest here. We have a tendency to hold a little bit of a grudge, especially when it comes to our sports.
Sometimes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say, if Boston, New York, you know, with all the Washington D.C., if they're all those are out of the off the table,
mm-hmm.
And I had to move to another sports town. I don't know. It's tough.
I was going to think about saying, you know, you could let the area also play a factor in it. Like, you know, would you want to move to, like, a southwest, you know, area? Like, you know, a warmer climate or, you know. I was going to let that play in effect, but I think I just want to gear it more just about the sports team.
See, that's the thing. I think that would naturally come into play for me anyway, is where
yeah.
they're located. Because, again, I'm not gonna want to go to Minnesota.
No. Oh, wow.
I watched them. No, and no offense. Even if the Vikings and the Twins and the Timberwolves and the Wild were fantastic teams,
yeah,
it's too cold. It's too cold right now here today.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to go somewhere colder. Like, even
yeah.
though I think Green Bay is a cool town, like, and plus Green Bay only has the one team, but
well,
it would have to be then I could incorporate Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, so what, you get the Bucks
yeah.
and the Brewers, and you get no hockey?
Yeah, Milwaukee doesn't have a hockey team.
I would have to,
see,
I would
if you're
have
gonna
to go
if you're
to
gonna
a
go
four.
With one that only has three, it has to be, you know, basketball can be the one that I think I could do without. But
Right, exactly. Basketball would definitely
but,
be the
you
one
know,
I
would
do
need
without.
Hockey, baseball, and football.
Yeah, without
but most
a doubt.
Likely I'm going for all four sports, yeah.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. I think... I see. I'm torn because
mm-hmm.
I think I would lean towards somewhere like LA because they have a great they, you know
they don't have football. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. They don't have football yet.
Yeah. I gotta believe the Rams or the Jaguars or somebody's moving there. You know.
Plus, I feel like San Diego's not that far of a trip to go
so
see a football
game. So you can make
San
Diego your team. Yeah.
Right, I feel like I could kind of incorporate San Diego, as which I'm sure a lot of
mm-hmm.
L.A. and L.A. and however you say it.
Los Angeles.
Or whatever, yeah, there's that. I feel like that's what they do, too. And I would probably be, at this point, I would again, given the Sixers-Lakers
mm-hmm.
Finals, I would probably gravitate
yeah,
towards
that-
the Clippers.
Oh, sure. You'd have a choice there in L.A. And that's, see, that
that's
was a choice,
so
that was a thought I had, you know. Like, if I was choosing, L.A. would be a team, because I would choose the Clippers and the Kings and, of course, the Dodgers. Although,
see,
you
I,
choose,
also
I mean, you could
Chicago.
Choose the Dodgers or Angels, but Chicago's
yeah.
one that I would, well, I
but
mean,
it,
you know
yeah,
me.
It's
I would definitely
super cold. I, and you know me too. I love the White Sox are my American team. The Blackhawks are my Western Conference hockey team.
One where I would, if we took weather out of the equation, I think that's the one
where
I
would
choose for you. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably where I would go. If weather was all the same, then
right,
there was no difference. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So what about you? Have you given a – if we're going non-weather, weather, no factor, Chicago, if weather's a factor, I'm going L.A.
Yeah. See, I can't argue with many of you, with yours. I was going to say if weather was a factor, maybe like a – Tampa, you know.
See, Tampa, all you really, I mean, you get three out of the, and again, basketball.
Yeah, well, I mean,
there,
I guess
so.
Orlando's right down the road. And trust me, Orlando is right down the road.
No, it is. I'm
like
sure,
it's like an hour
many
away.
People, I'm sure many people know a map.
Yeah.
I at least hope so. Yeah, so I guess you could incorporate Orlando into your four.
They were going to be that would be, you know, if weather was, you know, part of the equation. If weather's not part of the equation, I definitely liked your Chicago because, you know, I would have the Cubs there. And
true, you do.
I
love,
definitely. Yeah, I do love the Cubs. I love going to Wrigley Field. Like, you know,
yeah,
that was one of the highlights for me as a sports fan, getting to go there.
Yeah, that was truly a great trip.
And Soldier Field is another cool stadium there. I mean,
yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I'd have to agree with you on Chicago. So I was going to try to choose a different one, but that just—it's too, you know.
Well, again,
in my mind,
your alliance with the Cubs kind of helps to settle you in there.
Again, that makes it easier. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Same with me and the White Sox and the Hawks.
Right.
You know.
Even though, you know, the Blackhawks did beat the Flyers in the finals, that one, I don't know, for some reason I just don't have the same resentment that like that because
Patriots
thing, like they cheated and that made it easier for me to hold some resentment.
Well, true, and the fact that they kept, you know, they also won a couple of Super Bowls there, too,
sure.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Always hurts. And yeah, I mean, and plus I think that year, you know, for the Flyers.
Well, the Flyers
Yeah, they overachieved. The fact that they made it that far, I think we were super happy. Granted, we obviously wanted them to win, but and for me, you know, obviously I was rooting for the Flyers, but, you know, in the back of my head,
the Blackhawks win, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, all right, you know what? If the Flyers aren't going to win, the Blackhawks, I would want to win. So it came to be the perfect scenario, you know, for me. Just like any, you know, Phillies White Sox World Series would be. Granted,
like
I'd be rooting heavily
NLCS,
for.
Like if the NLCS, it was Phillies Cubs. In fact, in 2008, I was really thinking that's what it was going to be if the Cubs hadn't run into the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, hey, I'm going to be a winner either way. One of my two teams is going to be playing for the World Series.
Right. So, but, yeah, no, that's a good question. I think with Tampa Bay, though, it's funny. Right now, obviously, the Bucs are pretty terrible. Tampa Bay is kind of in that middle echelon, I mean, the Lightning.
The Rays
Rays
have been good, but now they lost Joe Madden. He's now the manager of the Cubs, so
right.
I wonder
what that's
going to be like in Tampa.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is, if you look back 15 years, you know, all three clubs were pretty much a laughing stock of football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, maybe the Bucks were kind of doing all right back then. But the history of all of the franchises.
Right. No, historically, the Bucks have not been that good.
No, historically, the Bucks are one of the worst franchises. I mean, hell, they got their
Super Bowl, but, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, yeah, that's, I mean, it's weather-wise, that'd be fantastic. I mean, if we're going there, I'd probably think Miami. would be good. I mean, the Heat seem to be doing well. The Dolphins are kind of a fun team to like.
Sure.
You know, you have...
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about Miami that much, but yeah.
Marlins.
The Marlins stink, but... I mean,
yeah, the Marlins do kind of stink, but every once in a while they'll put together a team that might make a run and win a World Series.
Yeah.
So, and then I guess at that point, are you going Florida Panthers?
Yeah, you'd have to if you're Miami, yeah.
So, yeah, that kind of suck, but...
yeah, there's
but
no
anyway,
sugarcoating it. The Florida Panthers
yeah.
stink.
Yeah, but they got some nice young talent on that team, though. So in a couple of years, I could see them being all right. But yeah,
that's something fun to think about. So for all the listeners out there, if you want to tweet us some of your answers, you know, if you don't feel like calling in or you don't make it in for the live show and you listen to them on the podcast, if you want to tweet us your answers, and any good ones we'll mention on the show next week.
Yeah, absolutely, or Facebook us either way.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's certainly a great question, but... Well, we've certainly spent a lot of time on that.
Yeah, a lot more than I thought we would.
Yeah, a lot more time than I definitely thought, too. But, well, we have probably about 9-ish minutes left. We should probably start talking more about the Eagles.
yeah, since that's our main subject.
As it always is. But if you want to hop in, 347-989-0699 is the call-in number. To join the show, don't hesitate. Call right in. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. I mean, last week somebody proposed a random question about a cop and a stoner and an obstacle course with you know, a bag of donuts and a you know a bowl of weed at the end. Who would win? So you can talk about whatever you want.
Yeah. So. That is the moral of the story. We will talk about whatever you want.
Yes. Yes. So, but yeah, going to, you know, for Eagles offseason, you know, the start of franchise tagging is almost upon us.
Did you hear the news I heard about the Patriots and McCourty?
Yeah,
they've come out and said yeah, if they can't work out a long-term deal, they're going to franchise them.
I've heard that as well. That is a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Not unexpected, but a little disappointing, as McCourty was the clear class of the free agent safety players. But
yeah,
you
once
know,
you mention him, if you're mentioning anybody else, it's hard for me to get all that excited.
Right. Right. Exactly. So I think if that's the case. You know, and I feel like if we're not going to make the move up for Mariota, I think what we should do is make a slight move up to get Landon Collins, safety from Alabama.
Yeah, I agree.
And hopefully in the offseason sign one or two corners. Two would be ideal. Then you can basically get rid of everyone.
Yeah.
This way you have a fresh new starting pair of corners. You have Malcolm Jenkins, who did very well coming in. And then you have the rookie, Landon Collins, and you have a whole new secondary, which was clearly the main problem of the Eagles last year.
Yeah.
Obviously, at this point, it's more likely that we will restructure Trent Cole, as Brandon Graham has come out saying he wants some ridiculous amount of money. I think it was like...
And I say best of luck to you.
Yeah, it was like 6 years, $40 million or something ludicrous. I was like, okay, bye-bye.
And
like,
that's one of those that even if he doesn't get that, the fact that he set that as his starting point negotiations tells me that you're not gonna give him a reasonable price.
Yeah, he's looking for like $7 or $8 million a year for somebody who's not an official starter.
Has not started for the Eagles at all.
Yeah, who's playing out of position as far as the 3-4 is going. So I think more likely a 4-3 team will sign him. It'll probably be late. And he'll probably get like $5 million a year, $4 million a year. Or there might be some retarded team like the Redskins or the Raiders who will sign him for a ridiculous amount of money and then be stuck with him. So,
I think the Raiders are the more likely team to make a ridiculous run at Ndamukong Suh. And not just for his off-the-field antics, but he's just a perfect fit for that 4-3 defense. And they really need somebody right there in the middle of that defense. And,
don't get me wrong, I would love to have
him. They have plenty
of
cap room.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I would love to have him. But I think if I was in need of a D tackle, I'm going Nick Fairley. I think he's going to be.
I would too.
Just a great. He's going to be maybe slightly less talented, but he's going to be still a stellar D tackle for you. No baggage. And he's going to cost you so much less. And Sue is going to break your bank, literally. He's going to stomp that to pieces. You are going to have no money left.
All of a sudden, the Raiders go from a team in, with tons of cap room, needing to spend money to get up to the cap minimum, to all of a sudden in cap hell.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sue will handcuff any team he signs with. He will absolutely handcuff them.
He reminds me of the guy.
Of
remember the Redskins when they signed
Haynesworth?
Why can't I? Yeah, Albert Haynesworth. That's
what
he kind of reminds me of. I think he's going to go somewhere, get a ridiculous amount of money, and do the same thing.
The similarities are eerie. Didn't Haynesworth stomp on somebody's face and.
Yeah.
He was just a lot of trouble on
the
field.
Cowboys, which.
We don't like that. We're like, gotta look at the
but
other
of course,
way.
I remember his first game back was against the Eagles, and I remember hearing something that John Runyon was going to take some kind of cheap shot at him because of that.
Nice. Good old Runyon. That's good stuff. But I would be hard pressed to say let's spend the money on Fairley if we truly needed the D tackle. Obviously, I don't think we're going to go that direction. I think what we need to do is focus on
the secondary.
Ideally, I think we should focus on two corners.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of what's his face.
Bradley Fletcher is all gone.
Well, he's already gone.
Kerry Williams,
thank you. Sign two corners, get rid of Kerry Williams, free up the cap space. Basically, he's making just as much money as probably one of these guys will be able to sign. So that's a nice wash. And then you sign a second one. You ideally try to sign a safety if one is talented enough.
Sure.
And even if you do, I think it wouldn't be that unlikely to sign Collins in the first round.
Draft
Collins. Just to kind of, as a backup, make sure that your free agent signing was the right one.
You need three safeties because you're going to be using them in a rotation as well. The third safety always gets some playing time.
Sure. So you have there, and with Boykin and Carroll as your nickel and dime. More than happy with that. I think you need to figure out another linebacker somewhere. Trent Cole is getting up there in age.
Sure.
Obviously,
and an inside linebacker.
Ryan.
You don't know how Ryan is. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I would love for them to move up from this, if they don't do the whole Mariota. Move up from the second into the late first to draft Kendricks. Kendricks' brother, who's coming out this year. So I think that'd be a nice pairing to have the brothers Kendricks in the linebacking core. And that'd be a good 1-2 punch with Collins and Kendricks. So, but we are running out of time, folks. We got less than 30 seconds. We want to thank everybody for listening in. Those who follow us on Facebook and Twitter, you can continue to do so at Philly Mick and Hump Show on Facebook. But want to thank everybody for listening. We're going to go into the podcast now. So for the Philly Mick.
I'm the Philly Hunk.
Thanks for listening, Philadelphia. All right. And we're on live.
All right. We made it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, woo, made it. yeah, so I think ideally, if you can sign two corners, a safety, even if it's a safety for like a year or two.
Yeah,
with
it can be
Patrick
like an
Collins,
older guy that, yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be okay. Obviously, you have to worry, figure out about re-signing Macklin, considering Demaryius, Dez, and Randall Cobb are most likely going to get franchised.
Yeah.
Macklin is then basically the top wide receiver in the free agent market.
You know, would you dare, and I know you'd piss him off, and you'd piss off a lot of guys in the Eagles locker room, would you consider it franchising Jeremy Macklin, especially if all those other guys are franchised?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
That's too much money for Macklin.
I agree
Sorry,
with you.
It's way too much
I'm just
money.
I'm posing the question because, yeah, it's an interesting thought because then Macklin becomes the most sought-after wide receiver free agent. And I just feel like at that point, if he's the number one receiver on the market, he will end up leaving because the Eagles won't spend that kind of money on him.
Well, you're right.
Yeah.
But I would hope that, you know, Macklin would realize that there is the start of something special here. And that's, you know, I'm really hopeful that they can get a long-term deal done before
I think
free
they will. I think they will, because look at the rest of the team. Who else would you say you've got to work out a long-term deal with? In my mind, Jeremy Macklin is re-signing him right now before the start of free agency is priority one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand with how much
there's
the
no
last
other free
few
agent.
People have talked about trading up to get Marcus Mariota and how we can't even, like, you know, we can't do that right now because, like, you know, we're not allowed by the rules to make a move. But, you know, one thing you are allowed to do right now is try to re-sign Macklin. That's what I think the talk should be about. What's a fair number to re-sign Jeremy Macklin as opposed to all this, oh, would you trade this guy to get up to get Mariota? And to me,
yeah.
You're just wasting your breath right now.
You're right. But did you also hear that there's a picture that came out, I believe it was yesterday, of Jameis Winston, and it kind of looked like he was a little bit pregnant, I'm not going to lie. but this is terrible news for Eagles fans.
Yeah, because that means the Bucks may not want to take Jameis Winston.
May not
want to
go, yeah,
we Mariota.
Yeah, we got to make sure the Bucks take take Jameis Winston. I mean,
because if
so,
the Bucks take Winston, I mean, then things can start to fall into place. If Tennessee were to decide, hey, we really do like Mettenberger, we have a ton of other needs, which they do.
Yeah,
they could take somebody else, and then all of a sudden you're looking at three, four,
Jacksonville, Oakland, Washington's
and,
not going to the Jets,
yeah, and then you're looking
May,
at the Jets.
But again, I feel like the Jets just drafted Geno Smith, like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Are you really going
to
give up on Geno Smith?
If Mariota were to fall past Tennessee, there's a good chance of him being down at, like, 8 or 9. And then that's not a bad – like, then, hey, you're talking about the trade that we were going to make with St. Louis.
St. Louis, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's a deal I think you can make.
Absolutely. But,
and
well,
that's
the way
their
though.
Team's built. They might like the idea of having a guy like Foles, who is a veteran. I mean, not like a long-term veteran, but he's 14-4 as a starter. He plays well, and with a good surrounding cast, I think would be a great quarterback in that system.
Yeah.
Like, I really think if I'm a St. Louis fan, I would like having a guy like Foles ahead of Marcus Mariota.
Right. Obviously, Marcus Mariota is a sexy name right now, but... still,
sure.
It's, you got to look what's probably best for your organization. And a lot of people have come out and said that, you know, Mariota's going to be a project for every
in team, any of the teams.
Except
yeah.
for the Eagles. He can slide in, and the learning curve is going to be so great for him that he'll be able to pick stuff up a lot easier. Now, granted, it's not the exact same. We understand that.
Right.
But the
similarities,
the similarities are all there for him, for them to pick it up a lot quicker than, say, you know, Jameis Winston to come in, who's a mobile quarterback of sorts as well. But, you know, again,
Not if he's seemingly Prego.
Right, yeah, right? Hopefully that was just kind of a bad angle thing. And shows up to the combine, all right.
I really think he should show up and throw at the combine. But, I mean, I know Mariota's saying he's not going to throw, but I really don't understand. Like, if you're trying to fight
especially with those two, I hate this shit.
Yeah.
You know what?
I hear you.
Effing man up. You know what? You should be, if you want to be here at the combine, you're doing everything. You throw,
you run, you catch, you know, the whole thing.
You're doing everything.
Especially when there's a fight for number one, I would think I'd want as many chances to show what I could do.
Right.
You've got two days now to show you belong ahead of, well, I guess maybe three, because you've probably got private workouts with other teams.
But again, you figure, all right, what's better, having a pretty combine passing-wise or not doing anything and then just basing it out? I would at least be like, all right, well, this guy threw. I saw what he had. It wasn't the greatest, but I see the potential, you know, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I'd probably go after that guy just for having the guts to go and throw. That means something to me. I don't know if it necessarily means anything to anybody else, but...
See, what I would say is if a guy's not willing to throw, then obviously he's trying to hide something. There's something he doesn't want me to see.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's the way I would see it. Like, okay, yeah, I can look at your game tape and see what you did against whatever kind of competition you were against. But if I can watch you throw live and I can break down your mechanics right there in front of me and I don't have to go and look at a tape and trust the angles on the tape, I would like that a lot more. And if you're really that good, wouldn't you want that coach to be able to see you? I mean, if you're going to get drafted there, they're going to see you eventually anyway. Like, come on.
Right. Well, that's the thing. They're all going to be throwing during their pro day.
Yeah. They're all going to throw at their pro days.
So,
I couldn't imagine
so
you show up at your pro day, like,
later.
Yeah, I'm not throwing here either.
Yeah. It's not like you could go in there and be like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to do any of the interviews. I don't feel like doing that. I'm just not going to do the interviews.
If it's a great
you
idea, you're not getting drafted.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe this works out good for the Eagles. If he decides, hey, Marcus Mariota decides, hey, I'm not going to throw, and some team gets real turned off by that, and it makes it more reasonable. But hey, Marcus, don't throw.
Yeah, I think we need to pull an Eli Manning / John Elway here. I think that's just what needs to happen. I think Mariota needs to come out and say, I'm not going to play for anybody but Chip Kelly.
Well, I mean, if that happens, there will be some team between 1 and 20 that would say, screw you, you're going to play here, you're not playing anywhere. But I think the Eagles would still have to trade up.
Okay, you're absolutely right. And I'm not saying that he wouldn't get drafted by another team.
Sure.
And technically Eli and technically Elway were drafted by other teams. But, but what happened? They immediately
they
were treated. Like, I'm not fucking playing for you, dicks. And what happened? They got traded pretty much immediately that day.
Yeah.
So that tells me that Mariota says that, and we, you know, go into the draft, and whoever the hell wants to draft him, go right ahead. And that way, it'll probably lower his trade value, meaning we will not have to give up the entire farm, and we could probably get away with,
part
you know, depending
farm.
On who it is, throwing in Nick Foles if it's the Rams, you know, throwing in a couple of firsts, a couple of seconds, you know, whatever it needs to be. I think that's the way to go. So,
well, that would be great if he did that, because I think that would definitely mean that Tampa wouldn't draft him. Probably means Tennessee wouldn't draft him, and then after that,
that's the thing. I don't think Tennessee's drafting a quarterback. I think, in my opinion,
you think they're
Tampa, I think they're going to ride that out because they do have so many other freaking needs. They have no skill players. they really don't.
Yeah, they really don't.
The rookie running back was supposed to be this great big thing and kind of really didn't get off the ground too much. Kendall Hunter is their number one wide receiver. Like, yeesh.
Amari Cooper would look nice in their uniform.
Yeah, right. I think they just have tons of other needs where they should, could ride it out with Mettenberger, see what they have at least for another year or so, and try to pick the next great quarterback, in a year or two. Jacksonville, Oakland aren't doing anything. Washington would be stupid too. They have two decent quarterbacks. They need to just figure out what the hell's going on there with the quarterbacks.
That's the thing. They need to figure out their quarterback situation, the quarterbacks they have on their roster.
Right.
Before they start adding to it.
The Jets need to stop panicking and just let Geno Smith do his thing. Especially
I really
the
think
new
they
coach.
Need to get Geno Smith not only all of next year, probably all of the following year.
Yeah, just let him be.
I come out right away and I say, unless Geno Smith gets hurt, Geno Smith is our starter for the next two seasons.
Yeah, absolutely. Although
and
I don't
we're
think
we're gonna find out
ever,
what he's got.
I don't think anybody's ever said more than just one season, but
Chip Kelly said Nick Foles is quarterback for the next 100 years. So
we've got
98 more years of it, so
I feel like the Jets shouldn't either. I'm not sure who the heck is at 7. I kind of forget who is.
Yeah, we'll check it out. We'll definitely be breaking this down because
we'll
starting next
be
week
doing our mock
is
drafts,
the combine. Yeah,
very soon.
We'll start our mock drafts probably right after the combine. So probably in about 2 weeks, we'll start our mock drafts. And is next weekend is the start of the combine, which goes into the whole week. Definitely excited about that. And after that's when you can start to talk about a mock draft, and then you start breaking it down more as you get more pro days and as we get closer to the end of April.
Yeah, well, I was going to say I've already requested off for work. For the 30th of April.
Nice.
So I'm good to go. Oh, Chicago's 7.
Okay.
And they have a bunch of defensive needs. I'm not too worried about him. Atlanta Falcons obviously have Matt Ryan. No worries there.
Right.
The Giants are at 9. They need some defensive help, maybe O-line help.
Yeah.
You got 10. You have St. Louis.
St. Louis.
That's
and
where
that's where,
kinda...
if St. Louis doesn't make the deal with us, that's where I would think Mariota would go, if he slips past Tennessee.
It's possible, because... I think if he slips past the Jets. I feel like the Jets are stupid enough to draft another quarterback at this point.
Well, yeah.
I feel like Tennessee is less likely. Then 11, you have the Vikings. 12, you have the Browns. Now, that's where we need to be worried about because
they're all over the place. With
they're all over the place.
Being in recovery now, which, by the way, let me just say, I think it's a good thing for him that he's going. If he feels like he has an issue with alcohol, good for you.
Yeah.
Go getting it taken care of.
Right.
All serious.
Right. No, absolutely. But I will say, though, that... the Browns have come out and said, that they may be interested in Mariota. Now, granted, that could be a smokescreen.
That could be a whole bunch
of stuff. But, okay, we literally have, 15 seconds. Thank everybody for listening.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, the _Philly_Mick. plus Philly_hump. I don't know what it is. Thanks for listening to Philly Mick.
I'm Philly Hump.
Thank you for listening, Philadelphia. Take that Blog Talk. We didn't get cut off this time.
Woo!
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah, we rock.
Yeah. Suck it. All right.
Should we just
stay
on until they
folks.
Kick us off now?
Should we?